Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, man. Open us up, Timbo. You know what to do.
Lockdown!
There it is! What's up, South Carolina? How's it hanging upstate? Great to be with you. Rested, rejuvenated, fresh, and my voice is back, which means I can yell even louder.
Because we all want that.
Happy. Happy Monday / Tuesday. Y'all, good to be with you once again. I am Rob Brown. My man Tim's on the one and twos today, pushing the buttons, switching the switches, making the show sound as good as it does. So if you like it, we split the credit. If you hate it, it's all Tim's fault. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Wait a minute. All my fault? Why?
All right, not all your fault, but I mean mostly your fault, because I could sound better if you push the right buttons.
All right, fair enough.
Oh, man. Happy Memorial Day weekend, belated to those of you we did not speak with last week. The question du jour there, Timbo, what did you do this weekend? You had the spare day to sit around, relax yesterday. What did you do?
Well, first, I came in to work the morning shift here for one of our sister stations. But then in the afternoon, I grilled out with the family, and we had some delicious burgers that my mom made.
Nice. So when all your people, your family, your friends, whatever, when you guys all get together to stand around in somebody's backyard, you welcome everybody over, you throw some meat on the grill, what do you call that gathering?
Grilling out.
Okay.
Just getting together, grilling out together.
Making sure, because I've heard it referred to by some people as a barbecue. And it's not a barbecue. A barbecue is a thing that you barbecue on, or the food that comes off of it. That is either a cookout or a grill out. And you may barbecue at the grill out, but just throwing meat on a grill isn't a barbecue.
Now, if you're throwing actual barbecue on there, yes, it is a barbecue, but I'm with you on that. Now, if you're doing burgers or anything like that, I don't consider that a barbecue. I call that grilling out.
Yeah, that's a grill out or a cookout. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
And that's all I have. That's my only submit. No, that's not all I have. Mark Ryan, listen. And I know you're listening right now. I know you are. Tim told me you had two takes on Friday. And after the show on Friday, I listen to Mark Ryan's show. I listen to Offsides with Mark Ryan, which comes on at 4 o'clock every day. 3 o'clock every day right after this show. I did not hear these particular takes on Friday. Tim, you said Mark had two takes on Friday.
Yes, he did.
Both of which I had an immediate reaction of just rage and anger to. What were those two takes? One at a time.
The first one, he said he can't stand sushi. Can't stand it.
You are missing out on so much, right?
Oh, I agree. I told him. I said, you haven't had a California roll with some white sauce. He told me he hadn't had that, but he said he just can't stand it. I don't get it.
Give me all the spicy shrimp tempura rolls you can make, right? Mm. The thing that I found about sushi is that people hear sushi and they think raw fish wrapped in seaweed, and it's so much more than that. So much more. Like I have on this show, Tim, we've done a number of where is the best blanks for the new guy to the area, right? Where is the new this? Where is the best this? Where is the best that? Best hot dog, best hamburger, best pizza, whatever. The next list I compile is where is the best sushi joint in town? When I lived in Jacksonville, directly across the street from me, there was an all-you-could-eat sushi joint. But it wasn't just like a buffet where you grab. It was all-you-could-eat, and you ordered rolls at a time, right? Yeah. And the sushi chefs were legitimately Japanese artists who rolled the sushi as you ordered. It was like 18, 20 bucks, but all-you-could-eat sushi. And two or three times a week, I'd roll up into that joint and sit there for like, I did my show prep at this place. I'd sit there and I'd bang out four or five, six, seven rolls of sushi while
Sounds like a great place to be show prepping.
Is there any place like that here?
Not that I've found yet. But then again, like, sushi's not on exactly the highest for me. I still enjoy it, but I don't really go searching for sushi places around here. So I have to get back to you on that one.
I need an all you can eat sushi joint. I need it. I just need it.
I don't know of one, but I mean, people in the area, feel free to call in and let us know.
The second bad take was what?
That he can't stand Marvel movies at all. He said Captain America sucks. That's what he said.
All right, I'm going to start with this. I'm going to assume, Tim, that you are quoting him in context here, and I'm not going to get an angry text from Mark later that says, no, what I actually said was this. I want to be abundantly clear, because Martin Scorsese went on the record a number of months ago and said something similar. He said the Marvel movies aren't cinema. They're, and I'm paraphrasing, but they're the equivalent of a day at the amusement park placed onto film. And I'll go this far. Not every Marvel movie has been great. The majority of them have been very good, right? Some of them have been exceptional. Captain America Winter Soldier is a good movie.
Yes, I absolutely
agree. A genuinely good movie. I am not saying that they all deserve Academy Awards. I'm not saying that they all deserve Oscars. I am saying if you're in the mood to shovel some extra buttery popcorn and cherry Coke down your gullet, I have seen a lot of renowned movies that I would watch well after I watch another Marvel movie. My biggest one. You ever seen No Country for Old Men?
No.
That movie sucks. All right? That movie
won. I'm glad
won.
I haven't seen it then.
It won Best Picture and Best This and Best That. The only redeeming quality about that movie was the bad guy in that movie is an all-time great bad guy wasted in a terrible story. Antoine Chigurh was one of the best movie bad guys of all time. Absolutely terrifying, genuinely scary movie bad guy wasted in an otherwise completely terrible movie that somehow won Best Picture. I think it won Best Picture. It was up there. It was in the running if it didn't win it. And the best part about that movie is that fans of that movie, my little brother loves that movie, swears it's one of the best movies ever made. That movie just, it just ends, right? And I don't mean like, here's the wrap up to the story. I mean, it's like they build up to the climax of the action, and then the movie just stops with Tommy Lee Jones reading a newspaper, and he's like, well, I guess there's no country for old men anymore. Like, yeah. Because y'all can't tell a story. That's why we're out of space for you, right? And the movie just stops. And I've called my brother out on this, and my little brother says, well, the filmmakers just leave the ending open to your interpretation. Well, that's not how movies work. That's not. Imagine if in Jaws, right, the shark starts attacking the boat, and then you get the characters and they're bobbing around in the barrels on the ocean and the shark's not dead, and then the movie just stops. And they're like, well, it's up to you to interpret. Were the humans able to stop the shark? That's the point of the movie. That's the point. Point is, people's takes on movies are genuinely wrong. Marx is thoroughly wrong. I'm not saying they're great movies. I'm just saying they're really entertaining popcorn flicks.
Yeah, but to sit there and say Captain America sucks, that was where he lost me, man. I was like, are you serious? You can't go wrong with Captain America. I'm sorry.
Captain America, like, the of all of them, Captain America Winter Soldier, I think, was the best one. The first Iron Man, the one that got the whole thing started, the very first Iron Man, holds up. Still holds up today.
Oh, the beginning of that movie was fantastic.
So good, right? The whole catalog is good, genuinely good, and I am appalled by Mark Ryan's lack of taste in movies. He and I are going to have a talk. All right, we start off every show with two things. Number one, inane conversation about unimportant things. You're welcome. Mission accomplished. Check.
There we go.
Number two, our lunch break. Down the three things that you have to know before you go talk sports around the water cooler. We start with number one, and we're going to come back to this one later on in the show. Michael Jordan, according to Sam Smith. Remember, Sam Smith is the author of The Jordan Rules, the book that played such a huge role in the Last Dance special from a few weeks back. Well, Sam Smith is going out there and claiming now that Michael Jordan told, quote, complete and blatant lies, end quote. He said, after many people questioned the comments of Michael Jordan wrapping up episode 10. I don't know if you've gotten to see episode 10 of The Last Dance yet.
I have not yet.
Okay.
I've not gotten that point.
So that movie, that documentary wraps up with Jordan saying all the reasons that the Dream Team could not have, well, the sorry, not the Dream Team, that the Bulls team could not have been brought back together for a seventh title run were bunk. Jordan went out and said that, oh yeah, we all would have come back and we all would have been happy and yada, yada, yada. Sam Smith said of Jordan wanting to return to the 98-99 Bulls that, quote, that was a complete and blatant lie by Michael. There were several things in the documentary I saw I would know that he made up or he lied about. They weren't major things, but it was like when a TV movie comes on and they say, this is based on a true story. That's what it was. It was based on a true story. Smith went on to say, the pizza thing, the poison, that was complete nonsense. There were a couple of other things like that I won't go into. They weren't major, but the thing at the end, that being Jordan wanting to come back for the 98-99 season, was a complete blatant lie. I know what happened. The more people talk about The Last Dance, the more Michael Jordan comes off looking like still the greatest player of all time, but more of a liar. That's basically where we come down, okay? We'll talk more about that later in the show because he was not the only one that has come out and said that Jordan was, full of it. Item numero dos, it's looking more and more like the NBA season resuming is a possibility and the plans are beginning to solidify. It looks like the Mouse and NBA are moving closer to a July get-together. The league on Saturday confirmed a report that Disney is on track to become the sole site for the NBA's fanless resumption of the season, probably sometime in late July. The venue would be at ESPN's Wild World of Sports Complex, which houses several courts inside of the gym. That is a site that has held the NBA draft combine times in the past. NBA spokesperson Mike Bass said in a statement, quote, the NBA in conjunction with the National Basketball Players Association is engaged in exploratory conversations with the Walt Disney Company about restarting the 2019-2020 NBA season in late July. The other proposal was to have Orlando host Eastern Conference games and Vegas host Western Conference games. Now, the big question is going to be, do they resume the regular season in length, where most teams have about a dozen and a half games left to play? Do they scrap the season and go straight into the playoffs? Do they scrap the season and go straight into the playoffs with an expanded playoff roster? Or do they scrap the season, go into an extended or regular playoffs, and instead of doing Eastern and Western Conference, instead do a full-on tournament, i.e. teams 1 through 16 by overall record. You seed them just like a March Madness tournament. You have a Sweet 16 tournament down to your NBA Finals champ.
To see it, what I think is you have to have some sort of lead up in a few games in order to get the players back into playing shape, right? Like if you just jump right into a tournament, jump right into playoffs, yeah, the players aren't not going to be too happy about that. Like, and then do you incorporate all the teams? Like, do you have games that really don't mean anything? And then if you have just one court, how's scheduling going to work? How many games are you going to play in a day? Yeah, how many will you play back to back? A whole lot, or will you? How is that going to be handled? There's still a lot of questions that I have on this. So it's like, how in the world they're going to be able to come back to just one venue?
You are absolutely correct, and we will address that later on in the show as well. And finally, item number three, the Nash Football League. That's my Chris Berman impression. Been working on that.
Pretty good.
Troy Vincent of the NFL is saying that the NFL is, as of today, this moment in time, expecting the season to, A, resume as normal, and expecting that stadiums will be full up until the point that the medical community says that that is not possible or allowed. Troy Vincent, the NFL's executive vice president of football operations, said on the Brian Mitchell Show that, quote, we are planning to have full stadiums until the medical community tells us otherwise. Now, remember when we're talking about September, August, September, so there's a lot that can happen here, so we're planning for full stadiums. We also know that we have a plan for half stadiums, three quarters. So we're planning for all these different scenarios. But first and foremost, we're making every effort, working with the medical community. If we can have those stadiums with all the people until they tell us otherwise, when that time comes, that's our plan. That's our plan of action. Good idea, bad idea. We're going to discuss that coming up later on in the show. We'll go ahead and run to a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you why after this weekend, I will never take sports for granted again because I learned something about myself this weekend. Also, at 12:30, we have a massive Bundesliga soccer match coming. We're going to talk some soccer. I know Tim's shaking his head. Yes, I like that. That's exciting. We'll talk about that. And at 12:40, Tyler Rogers joins us for our Senior Sports Spotlight. Stay tuned for that. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show, Rob and Tim and you and ESPN Upstate.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. You can be a part of the show. 844-GSP, ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us at 71307, start your text with ESPN. 71307, start your text with ESPN. And if you'd like to join our Discord server, that is up and running. You can chat with us during and before and after the show, not just the on-air staff of the Rob Brown Show, but you can chat with other listeners from around the upstate as well. Just text password to 71307, 71307, text ESPN password, and I will happily send you a link to join our Discord server and chat with us. They already got a handful of folks in there, but looking to get that server active around the clock. So if you'd like to join our Discord server, which for those of you that don't know Discord, it's basically like an old school AOL chat room, but just with fancy colors and a new name. Text me ESPN password to 71307, and I will send you a link to join our Discord server for the Rob Brown Show. Over the weekend, I watched as much live sports as was available. I watched Bundesliga soccer. I watched the match, Tiger and Peyton Manning versus Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. I watched the Coca-Cola 600. I watched everything I could get my beady little eyes on. And I have to tell you, the one thing that I am taking away from this, Timbo, is that I am not going to take live sports for granted in the future. In the past, I have watched sports, and more often than not, I just kind of kept them on in the background, right? Like, it's, yeah, I'll turn that NBA game on, but I'm really not going to pay attention. I'm going to play on my phone. I'm going to scroll through the Twitter machine, whatever. this long without sports after this weekend, and I honestly think the match would have likely been entertaining even if the sports schedule was regular right now, was at its norm. But watching the match and how thoroughly entertained I was by something that would have been a background weekend incident for me, I'm kind of at the point now where I can tell you I won't be taking this stuff for granted anymore. And I know that's we're so inundated with sports that it's hard to say that. But man, I got to tell you, I fell in love with sports all over again this weekend.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You say you won't take it for granted anymore. I don't think the rest of the country will, because there are over 6 million people that tuned in to the match between Tiger Woods and Manning and then Phil Mickelson and Brady. The people are so desperate for sports that they were willing to watch that completely.
That was just 4 guys playing golf. That wasn't a golf tournament, right? Now, I will tell you, that had a couple of extra elements of attractiveness to it that the Masters doesn't, right?
Brady ripping his pants.
Brady ripping his pants on the same hole that he holed out from a buck 70-ish and talked junk to Charles Barkley's face, which, by the way, I got a bunch of sound from the weekend we're going to play later on. If you didn't watch that match, you missed out, because it was legitimately and thoroughly entertaining. I mean, it was entertaining at entertainment's best. So we're going to talk a little bit about the match. But while it was different than the Masters, and by the way, I believe it was the most watched golf event in history, with I want to say they hit like 5.9 mil watching that event. While it wasn't a full golf tournament, it was still something. Tim and I both walked in here today, and I said, Tim, dude, I need you to hand me the TV remote. And he looks and he goes, oh, I was kind of hoping we could put it on FS1 to watch Bundesliga. Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing.
See, great minds think alike here, you know?
12:30 German soccer on a Tuesday afternoon was my landmark for today, right? I have things I have to accomplish today, but the thing on the calendar for your boy today was 12:30 Bayern Munich. That's it. That's what I had scheduled today on the calendar. The Coke 600 on Sunday night. That race took 9.5 hours. Little dramatic, but you get the point. It's a long race. Hour and 8 minute rain delay in the middle, and it's a 600 mile race. It's a long race. Watched every second of it. Start to finish, didn't care. Had, as a matter of fact, dragged the second TV out of the bedroom, out to the living room, so that I could finish the match and watch the 600 at the same time. I will not take sports for granted again after going this long without it. It is, without question, my favorite time-wasting activity. And to see just the spirit of competition matter more than anything else, right? It's mattered more than fans in the stands. It's mattered more than the cheerleaders in the bands. It's mattered more than the pageantry and the pomp and circumstance. And of course, all those things are great. It's great to have pageantry and pomp and circumstance and tradition and all that. But at its core, the best part of sports is just the competition. And even if it's done in a fun, goofy, silly way like the match was, to have that competition back on our televisions was just money. It was just money. It was just phenomenal. So, you know, top to bottom, in viewing and watching all of that this weekend, I'm at a point where I just fell in love with sports all over again, right? Everybody tells you when you're in a good relationship, the best part of a good relationship is that you just keep re-falling in love with people. Or not with people. That would make it a weird relationship that gets its own reality show.
You said people, like right. Plural.
Well, I was thinking sports, and so then you keep falling in love with that person over and over again, right? They just keep doing things that make you re-fall in love with that person over and over again. Because it's simple to let things get stale on you. I think, and we all do it. We're all guilty of it. Things get stale on you. No matter what it is that you love, things get stale. I love this job. I love this job more than I've loved most people in my life. I like that I get to wake up every day and come in here and talk sports and meet people every day. But you had better believe there go. It's like with any job. There comes a point where some days you just wake up and you just go, all right, here we go again. And, you know, the NBA season, the MLB season, people complain all the time. It's so long, and it's because it gets stale to them after a while. But after not having it and after it not getting stale for a while, just watching even silly competition, I'll take it. I really will. That's why we're seconds away from a Bundesliga match kickoff at 12:30 in the afternoon.
It's a very important game, too. It's the top two teams in the table.
Yeah, what do they got, 4 points between them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a win swings the table almost all the way around to little brother's favor.
And those that don't know, Bayern Munich practically dominates Germany, the German Bundesliga.
They do. And so to have Dortmund, which, is, like I said, is the little brother team to Bayern Munich, have an opportunity, if they can take three away from them today, flip the table or almost flip the top of the table upside down, this is huge. And so even though, I'll be honest with you, I know like four guys on the pitch today with any sense of importance, right? And mostly I know them from international play is where I know these guys. To have this opportunity on the table makes this match the competitiveness. So no, there are no fans in the stands, and there's no smoke flares getting popped, and there's no drums, and there's no chanting. And don't get me wrong, that takes away from if this was a normal sports period, the environment around this game right now would be unreal. It'd be off the charts. It would be ridiculous. Don't care. Just give me these two teams trying to find out who is the better squad, and I'm all in for it. And I miss it. Let's do this. Let's run to a break. We come back here in just a minute. Tyler Rogers is going to join us. He is the next member of our Senior Sports Spotlight. So make sure you tune for that. Mark Ryan's got a Senior Sports Spotlight moment for you coming up at 4 o'clock today. Make sure you're in for that. We're going to have some fun on the program today. Stick around. It's Rob and Tim on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. One of the worst parts of the Rona has been, without question, the fact that so many of our high school seniors around the country have had their senior seasons and their senior school years just thrown into absolute chaos. So that's why we introduced the Senior Sports Spotlight to feature, to talk to and about some of the standout high school seniors from around the upstate. And today, we go talk to a graduate of Chapman High School. Mr. Tyler Rogers joins us on the program. Tyler, thanks, buddy. Appreciate you taking a few minutes. Welcome to the Rob Brown Show here on ESPN Upstate.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, man. We do appreciate it. And but before we jump straight into some of your accomplishments, man, what has this all been like for you? Are you taking it in stride? Are you disappointed? What's it been like having your senior year kind of thrown upside down by this pandemic?
It was a little disappointing at first. I'm not going to lie. It kind of hurt. But going through it, I feel like all of us, it's just going to make us better as people, and we can grow, and it's going to be something that we can remember. So I've just been trying to stay in shape, be ready for ball this summer, and I'm just ready to hit it.
I love it, man. You know, what's really been impressive to me, Tyler, about you and all of our upstate Senior Sports Spotlight members has been, I've asked this question, I'll ask it of you. I have asked everybody, what lessons are you taking away from this? What do you think this is going to teach you to move into the next phase of your life? And you guys are so ridiculously positive and optimistic and taking it in stride. I know plenty of adults who, you know, they've just given up, Tyler. The beards are showing up. We've all put on the COVID-19. Everybody, the seniors, you guys are just all positive and upbeat and trying to take it in stride and move forward with it. Where do you think that's coming from, man? For a generation that gets crapped on all the time for being narcissistic and living your life through your phones, you guys are so optimistic. Where do you think that's coming from?
I just think it's everybody's the way we were raised, and it's kind of like we're the last generation just to like see everything before it all turned into the cell phones and all that. So we kind of grew up that in being outside and not on the TV all the time. I mean, I feel like I did. So just staying active and being positive through everything that's happened. We've seen a lot, and then now we're just we've seen this. So it's kind of crazy, but I think the guys and I and just everybody that I know, we're just ready for the next phase of our life and ready to see where college can take us and grow as people.
We are talking with Tyler Rogers of Chapman High for our Senior Sports Spotlight. So you have accomplished a lot athletically during your time at Chapman. A pair of state football championships in 2016 and 2019. My man, most people don't even get to play in the playoffs. You got a pair of rings. Talk to me a little bit about your football career during your time at Chapman.
Honestly, freshman year, I wasn't going to play. My quarterback coach, Gray Ramsey, he conned me into it and said that I should play. So I took it with a grain of salt at the beginning because I was like, I don't want to play football anymore. And then we ended up winning state. So it was just a great time to be with those people and grow as a freshman and then see what we can do and see our team grow in general from years to come. So it was pretty crazy just the ride that we've had for these past 4 years.
So were you starting as a freshman?
No. I played JV as a freshman, and I got my way up, and I started playing. I played varsity, I think, 2 weeks before playoffs started. So then I started getting in the rounds and getting in the rotation during the playoffs a lot more.
I dig it. Tyler Rogers from Chapman is a two-time Class 3A football champion. Now, obviously, so you got to get your football season in your senior year. Yes. But talk to me, you're a baseball player as well.
Yes, sir.
And so talk to me a little bit about your senior year, because I know that baseball is obviously the sport that that you're focused on, moving on to Southern Wesleyan University to further your academics and play ball. What was your 2020, and I'm going to air quote this, unfortunately, baseball season like? What have you taken away from what happened with baseball season because of the pandemic?
So with baseball, it was going good. We had last year we had a pretty great team, and we went to Upper State. Unfortunately, we lost to a good Crescent team. But this year we had very high hopes again. We were bringing back all nine starters basically, and we were just ready to hit the ground running. The preseason tournament, we started down in a PBR tournament down in Charleston, and we lost in the championship to a really good Wando team. They had a lot of depth, big old school. But we started off good coming through the season, just starting the season a little bit, high hopes for everything. Had a good couple region games that we won. And just for me, I was coming off hot. I started off with three bombs this year, trying to do what I can do on and off the field. So we had high hopes, but it is what it is. We'll just take what we can get, and then we're going to hopefully get most of the team back this year on a Legion team that we can do and play our heart out, basically.
So are you talk to me about how you're getting ready, because you're translating that to Southern Wesleyan. Talk to me a little bit about what this summer is going to be like. I mean, obviously, you guys are hearing all about social distancing and making sure everybody's keeping their space. How's that impacted your training to get ready for school in the fall?
So I've been practicing with my buddy Jake a lot. Him and I go out to the field and hit a lot and keep arms in shape. Just him and I, though, just staying pretty condensed and not trying to get out there a lot. And then just hitting the gym as much as I can, try to go there about every day, and eating right. Just staying in touch with my coach for college and knowing what he wants me to do so I can be ready and be in the best shape come August. So it's been a little bit of a hassle but we're getting through it and trying to make the best of everything.
Talk to me about getting ready as far as working with your coaching staff, because obviously I know there's got to be a big jump from high school preparedness to getting ready to go play ball at a college, at a university, and changing that up. So, and working with your new coaches and working with your new staff, et cetera, there at Southern Wesleyan, what are they telling you to do to get ready, and what's been the biggest change for you between high school and college, even though I know you're not there yet, but what's been the biggest change so far?
So the biggest change would definitely right now just be the kind of hard to communicate. You know, like when you're in high school, you have your coaches right there. They're right there beside you. Knowing that I'm not there right now, it's a little bit harder. But definitely the workouts and just the regimens, trying to learn the new language that they speak to me about what they want me to do and just to stay in shape. A lot more. I've been doing a lot more running because of it. There's a lot of stuff that we got to do with that. But it's a little bit of a change. Everything that we did at Chapman was very high level. So there's a little bit of a change, not too much right now, but we'll see for the coming months what changes. So it's been going pretty good right now, though.
Love it. We are talking to Tyler Rogers. Tyler's from Chapman High School, an honors graduate. Talk to me a little bit about your academics, man, because, you know, we all talk about high school sports and how much you guys have to pour into that. But to be able to pour as much as you poured into football, being a two-time champ, pour into baseball, being a guy who's got an opportunity to go play college ball, to do all that and graduate with honors, man, you got to be proud of that accomplishment.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of that. I'd have to thank my parents for that, just giving me the drive and teaching me a lot of what you put into it, like you get out. That's what I've been taught my whole life, and that you can't just lay around and hope it will come. You got to put something into it. So in school, I try to do the best I can do and just make the grades that I know that I can make and push myself as much as I can.
I love it. Let me ask you one more, and obviously the correct answer is your parents. They already know that's the case, but if I had to let you call out one person that you wanted to thank for, motivation or the lessons that they've taught you or helping you kind of find yourself and become the guy that you're becoming as you head off into college, the correct answer is your parents, but parents aside, who is it that you'd want to offer a special shout out to?
Both of my head coaches for football. I can't just call out one, but Coach Hodge he's been there since day one, and him and I have had our days, but it's made us better people and just come together even more. So Coach Hodge has been a very high person that I can just look at and go to about anything. And then Coach Massaro, just being able to be both of those guys will be spiritual leaders in my life. And just being guys I can go talk to about anything other than just sports, just life in general, and about the next steps, because they've already done it. So I can ask them about just about anything there.
Love it. Love it. Tyler Rogers from Chapman High School. All right, we got to put you on the spot. We've been asking this because Tim and I, we're old guys now. So we've been asking all the kids. I'm going to give you two or three words. I'm going to ask you, A, if you know what they mean, and B, if the kids still use these words. You good to play with us for a second?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Do the kids still say cray, and what does it mean?
No, we do not say that.
Do you know what? Have you heard it before? Do you know what it means?
Yeah. It's like crazy, I guess. They're just having a good time, fun. I don't know.
Love
I'm
it.
Guessing there.
That
Love
sounds
it.
More like someone for like a teenage girl would say.
Yeah, that's why we're playing the game, because again, my hair is turning gray quickly, so I've lost. All right, here's another one for you. Gucci. Do people still describe things as Gucci?
Sometimes I've heard that before a little bit. Just being like high end, I guess.
Okay. All right. What about squad? Do y'all still say squad?
Sometimes, yeah, when I'm with the guys, but just a little bit. Not a lot. I don't think we say that too much anymore.
I love it. I love it. That is Tyler Rogers from Chapman High School, an honors graduate, a two-time state football champ 2016 and 19 in Class 3A, headed to Southern Wesleyan University to continue his academics and play baseball. Tyler, my man, look, I hate the way that your senior year went. I'm sorry you missed that one. You messed that up. But I am super proud of you. That optimism and just taking everything in stride is something that will serve you very well moving into the adult phase of your life. So congratulations on everything you've accomplished, man. And we will be following your career with interest when you get to Southern Wesleyan.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You got it, my man. That is Tyler Rogers from Chapman High School, our today's Senior Sports Spotlight nominee. We appreciate him taking a few minutes. Let's take a break. We'll come back, wrap up hour number one, jump into the back half of the show. It's Tim. It's Rob. It's you. It's the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate. So I am a fan of when tradition in sports gets thrown out the window sometimes just to watch people's reaction. Like this one. When you were, you played sports as a kid, Tim, I'm assuming. Most all of us did, yeah?
Yeah, I played baseball in college.
All right, cool. So when you got tired after you ran wind sprints or whatever, and you were trying to in that breathing heavy recovery mode, There's basically two poses everybody does, which is kind of bent over, hands on your knees, or stood up, hands over your head. Which one did your coaches always tell you to do?
Always over the head, even though it felt better to be on the knees.
Right. Why'd they tell you that? What's the theory?
Yeah. What's the word?
Opens your lungs up.
Yeah, they can't get airflow up.
Right.
Through.
Well.
I don't know what's called.
A scientific study has come through and found out that the reason that the instinctive pose is to go down and bunch over and put your hands on your knees, it actually works better.
It is actually
better for recovery. The study, which is called Michelson et al., you can go find it. I'll put it in the Discord, which if you want to join our Discord, text ESPN password to 71307, said that if you put your hands on your knees, it flares your rib cage upwards. It actually expands your airways more than if you put your hands over your head and curve your back. It actually, the airways themselves actually open up and opens your lungs up. So all you kids out there, when your coach says, put your hands on top of your head, it expands your lungs, you can tell them, Uncle Rob Brown said you're wrong, coach.
All the coaches out there, apologies to so many athletes right now.
Right? How much better would I have been if I'd have just put my hands on my knees? Who knew? 2 hours of the Rob Brown Show left right here on ESPN Upstate.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.